Inside Tracy Heaton's home, next to a pair of snowshoes hanging on the wall, is a white rectangular box.
At first, I really didn't like it, but now it just blends in with the house.
I can set the temperature to go higher or lower.
Heaton had this wall-mounted air source heat pump installed about a year ago. Before, she used to keep her home warm with a combination of electric baseboard heating and a wood pellet and oil stove. But these days, the $10,000 heat pumps are mostly doing the job, though she says there are times when the backups come in handy. To pay for the heat pumps, Heaton tapped into a state program that awarded homeowners money for efficiency upgrades. That program was cut in 2016 because of Alaska's budget deficit. And Heaton says that's too bad because installing them has meant big savings.
They have cut our heat bill down dramatically.
Last winter, Heaton's monthly power bill fell by half. The savings can be very different from home to home. Still, there's growing demand for heat pumps in Juneau. And for companies that do the installations, this is a busy time of year.
Northern Refrigeration, this is Amy.
Northern Refrigeration opened in 2013. And since then, owner John Howard says his business has installed around 300 heat pumps. He says the fervor spread quickly. By his second year,
it was crazy. I was doing probably three to four walkthroughs, you know, sizing up heat pump systems for people every week.
The capital city, like the rest of the region, doesn't have a natural gas distributor, so it's common to burn heating fuel or rely on standard electric heating to stay warm. Heat pumps first came on the market in the 1970s and 80s as another option for places with temperate climate. And there are a lot of different types, everything from air source to the more expensive ground source or geothermal. But Howard says the older generation of heat pumps gave the technology a bad rap.
They're extremely noisy, they're big, and it costs a lot of money to operate.
Howard says today, the units run a lot more efficiently. And if you've eaten ice cream, you probably already know how the science works. He explains it to his clients like this. You bring a gallon of ice cream home, maybe it sat in your car too long and gotten melty and soft.
Well, you put it in the freezer and you pull it out the next day and it's, you know, it's hard again.
He says your freezer is actually pulling the heat out of the ice cream, making it cold. And similarly, heat pumps can pull warmth from the ground or air. That warm air might not be detectable to the human touch, but it's there. But the heat pumps themselves, those run off of electricity. As more people get them, Juneau's local utility is monitoring the electric demand. The utility says it hasn't noticed a large impact yet, since the past few winters have been normal to mild. But it is keeping tabs, as fewer people fire up their stoves. Tracy Heaton, from before, says overall, she's happy with the technology.
But I thought I'd take out the baseboard heaters, and we're going to keep them in just because we did have to use them a couple times.
John Howard didn't install Heaton's unit. He says there can be some sizing issues with heat pumps, but it's possible to find the right fit. Even so, Heaton says using heat pumps saved her about $250 a month. And with the extra money, she says she was finally able to beat the chill. She took her family on a winter trip to Mexico. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.